So Andrew just almost choked to death during Don't Stop Me Now.
What?
Yeah,
those damn sandwiches you got him.
I mean, they're just sandwiches.
You said I had to eat them all as fast as I could in one bite, right?
No, I didn't. I said I had the two. They're two little mini sandwiches, right?
No.
I stacked them up on top of one another, and I jokingly said, you got to eat them stacked like this.
No, I very clearly remember you saying you have to eat them both in one bite as fast as you can.
Okay.
Do not take any breaths. Not stop. Do not digest.
You're both wrong because it was so much dorkier than either of you were letting on. So someone brought in...
Maria brought them in.
Maria brought in Schnook's little sandwiches.
Yep.
And Kevin was excited, and he's going to go get one. And then Andrew said, what did you say?
He said, get me one. And then he said, no, wait, get me two.
Yeah, because you said ham or turkey. And
yep.
He's like, what is this, your first day at work? Get me both.
Yes.
And then he complained because Kevin's grip on the sandwiches was too tight, and it poked holes in the
bread. I squished the bun.
You had poked through them. I thought I was going to have to take those things from you. I was like, man, he is gripping them things.
It's my fault that I have a good grip.
He is gripping them things.
Can't help how manly he is.
I know. What do you mean? Come on, man. When you're strong, you're strong.
What do you think of the Circle K taking over 7-Eleven?
You know...
Have they even consulted you?
They haven't. I don't have a lot of experience with 7-Elevens. There's just not a lot in my area. I did go to one the other day to get the exclusive 7-Eleven Mountain Dew flavor, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I have liked Circle K's more than the 7-Elevens that I've been to, so I think maybe they'd whip them into shape.
Circle K's seem a little dusty to me.
There are some not great Circle K's.
Am I just too much of a QT man?
I was going to say, I kind of skip them both.
The thing is, you're asking for everybody to be held to the gold standard that is
true.
Quick Trip. I mean, Quick Trip is like... maybe nationwide, the gold standard. I know they're not all over the country, but...
No, but there are others that are similar, depending on where you are, that are the higher end, like, they're just cleaner, nicer, better.
Yeah.
And like, out east, it's like Wawa.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, not everybody can live up to that incredibly high standard that Quick Trip sets. Now, if it were up to me, everybody would be a Quick Trip, or at least to that scale and that level.
What if everyone could be not Buc-ee's, but what's our version? Wally's.
Mm-hmm.
Would that just be annoying if everything was Wally's?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a long... You don't just run into Wally's real quick to get like a, you know...
A sody.
Yeah, you run into Quick Trip and you grab a sody and you grab a chicken tube.
You might if it was like, if you were used to it. If it was everywhere, you'd be like, I'm in here all the time.
Well, just sheer building economy. I mean, you're walking...
It's a big place.
You're walking 100 yards just to get to the soda, and then you're walking another 50 just to get to the chicken tubes, and then 50 more to get to the
chicken
checkout.
Chicken tubes.
It's like 300 yards.
That's like 300 yards.
That's good. It makes it worth the trip.
I'm hungry for another chicken tube by then.
Tell me what a chicken tube is again. I mean, I know both words.
It is a kind of, it's a long tube of chicken. It's got
Stop
kind of
doing
rounded
that
edges.
With your hands. Yeah. Please, for the love of God.
HR is going to come in.
And it is breaded, buffalo breaded.
You're still
breaded,
doing it.
And then it's injected with cheese. So it's like cheesy, buffalo chicken-y kind of fried tube of chicken.
You should not be doing lives for Circle K.
Look, all I can do is
Wait,
tell
it's
the truth.
A Circle K thing?
They have them kind of everywhere.
Oh, okay.
It's just a floppy tube of chicken that's been fried. They're not rigid. They're floppy. And it's fried and it's injected with cheese. If you have them, you like them. If you know, you know. The floppy chicken tube.
When you were saying injected with cheese, I was picturing it ejecting cheese.
Well, if you
and
bite
that
it.
Was worse.
If you bite it in the wrong place, that will happen
We've all
too.
Been there.
Yeah.
Stairway to Kevin.
I don't
is it
know
about,
I
is it about
this.
Chicken I've tubes?
Been, it was about chicken tubes. No.
Hey.
Did you see our friend of the show, Ross Coulthart's new story?
No, I only saw it referenced on the
All
Google
right,
Doc.
So he's got a new story out. So this is for all that are not familiar with Ross Coulthart and the whole UAP phenomenon. It's an updated thing on UFOs, UAPs. The you know Lou Elizondo?
I do.
So he's the former military intelligence officer that ran what was called ATIP, which is basically their way of studying these reports of UFOs. So he's the guy that put out like the Tic Tac videos mm-hmm. from the military, mm-hmm. right? These were the military videos that were shot on infrared or whatever. He's the guy that put those out. He has a new book out, and this is in Ross Coulthart's story today. This
Let's
is the
get
quote.
Him, Andrew.
This is the quote from Lou Elizondo's new book, which, by the way, you might be able to get Lou because he's going to be promoting his book, which releases August 20th. So we can throw that on the list. But here's the quote from Lou Elizondo. He said that there is a longstanding government program that is, quote, in possession of advanced technology made by off-world non-human intelligence.
It's pretty straightforward.
So that's a former military intelligence officer who studied this for the military, saying that there is an agency of the government that has technology made off-world by non-humans. And he also, in this same story from Ross Coulthart, is talking about handling one of those implants that they found. So they found an alien implant, according to him. I'm not saying this is real. I'm saying this is what he said. They found an alien implant in a service member that had encountered a UFO as part of their duties. I don't know if it was a fighter pilot. He didn't really say, but there was a U.S. service member who encountered a UFO, and when they examined him, they found this implant, and he said the implant was, it was really kind of gross, but he said basically it like had a skin covering on it, and it was clearly technological, and it would move if you looked at it under the microscope and all that stuff.
Ooh.
And I bring this up because we, you know, whenever there's news on weird things like this, I want to talk about it because I'm fascinated by it. I'm still not in and sold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not like, yep, this is all real. But every time you get more from people that have had important jobs, I do tend to trust people that have been in military intelligence. Now, that's not to say that they're not maybe nuts or they got kicked out for a reason or... who knows? We could be playing PsyOps and playing other games, but
they haven't
fascinating
gone after
to me.
Them much, have they?
No, that's my point, because then you would say, well, is it a psychological operation? Are they telling him, go ahead and do this because it'll distract from some other thing that might be an actual military secret that they don't want anybody to know about? I acknowledge all of the possibilities.
Levels of...
Right. What does it take to convince you, though? Because I know that we would say with Bigfoot... what would it would take? Well, it would take a clear video. It would take a clear, like a body left, right? Like to convince you that, yes, 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 not I believe, but I know that this is real. I don't know what it would be now because so many things can be faked. Videos can be faked. That's why I wanted to bring this up was more, you know, when you're seeing AI videos being produced for political ads and political campaigns and showing up on social media. And this actually ties into the Twitter AI, the Grok, where it's using copyrighted images without permission. It's doing all kinds of things. You could basically create anything. I don't know if I could be convinced for sure anymore, except I'm like you, Dave. I do still trust, like I trust the military to a degree. I mean, I trust the individuals that spend their lives serving the country. Right. I know that every group has its own goals to protect a certain secret, and you might prioritize that over being totally truthful or whatever. But I don't know what it would take. Because every video you see, you're like, that could literally be anything. That video could literally be anything.
If you take as a fact that there are extraterrestrials or interdimensionals and they're visiting, and if you take as a fact there is an animal or a being, a Sasquatch, what are the chances that our government has them? If you take as a fact that they exist...
I mean, they know about everything before we do. They have everything before we do. And I mean, I've seen this from normal, not paranormal, but normal military analysts saying they're always 20, 30 years ahead of the public, right? They're, at least with the cutting edge of what they're studying and trying to do, if not with the tools that they already have at their disposal. Mm-hmm. So I would say that if those things are real, say a high likelihood that not just our government, but others too, would know about them and have better evidence than we would just because of the nature of what they do. But why would you hide Bigfoot? Like, what would be the strategic importance of that? I can see the strategic importance of saying, no, we have these UFOs. We don't want anybody else to know about it, so we can't really acknowledge
that. I've heard everything from protecting the logging industry to not wanting to upset the apple cart of Christianity.
I mean, the social order thing is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time in history that social order was a consideration and that kind of thing. I mean, just thinking back, go back, I'm not going to pick a specific time, but there were plenty of times in history where when new scientific discoveries were coming, those were quashed, those were smashed. I mean, you were burned as a heretic because you were threatening the social order, right? I mean, that has been a motivation for
very true
groups in position of power for a long time,
going all the way back,
going as far back as you want. I mean, I'm not talking about the U.S. I mean, the Romans did that kind of anything that could be a threat to the. I mean, as an example, there is a reason why, and I know I'm going to oversimplify. So if you're a historian, don't yell at me. But there's a reason why, as an example, the Roman Empire eventually adopted Christianity as opposed to trying to continue to fight it, right? They wanted the social order to continue. One way to do that would be to have these things, these entities working together as opposed to clashing. Again, I know, gross oversimplification, probably not entirely historically accurate, but generally making a point that in the past, people in power have done what is most expedient to keep things normal and under their control as opposed to throwing the general populace into a state of some form of chaos.
To what degree do you think it would throw us into a state of chaos if that video did come out? Whatever it would take to convince the American population.
I mean, it would almost take like the cliche, they showed up on the front lawn of the White House, right? Like landed and you could see it and there were thousands of videos. I mean, it would almost take that kind of mass sighting and real quality, you know, not just blurbs. You remember when the whole thing happened down at Bayside in Miami where like it was aliens and they just appeared out of nowhere, like really, with thousands of people with phones, nobody got a better thing than this. You know, it would have to be super clear. I don't know how much it changes, to be honest with you.
The story that I've heard about the leaking of like the Tic Tac and the Fast Mover was that someone from the Department of Defense gave it to someone who used to be State Department, who gave it to someone else who leaked it. So I don't think that necessarily that was a psyop, because then you get into, I know that you know that you know that.
Right.
But I do believe that when it was met with a whimper and not an outcry, I think the government probably said, well, okay. These people, they're not so easy to impress or not so easy to convince.
Yeah.
They're distracted by other things. I bet they breathe a sigh of relief.
I would hope that would, I mean, there's based, if you think you can trust the general broad military, right? Not every person, not everything, but these are legitimate people. There are fighter pilots that are saying, I've seen these things. There are people that worked on these ships, the Navy ships, saying we track these things. We don't know what they are. We have no idea. There's a difference between that and saying those are aliens. Those are different things. And maybe that's the threshold.
Yeah.
The threshold of it being that those are not people or beings from here. And it's provable, not just a theory, not just an idea, but it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. I think that the further we go, the harder it is to say this. Agreed. Would actually convince people.
Yeah.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. Let's check in with the Gelman team. We have Mark Gelman, the sexy Gelman. That's what he likes to be known as. What's up, Mark? How you doing, my friend?
Hey, where did I get that? The second Gelman? How'd that come about, buddy?
No, the sexy Gelman.
Oh, sexy. I thought
yes.
Second. I was like, hey, man.
No,
I don't,
not like Secundo.
Man, I appreciate
no.
I appreciate you.
So it is an interesting time. It's always an interesting time, but it's an especially interesting time in the real estate market. We have to talk about rates. We have to talk about the new commission structure. But first, let's talk about the market in general for the fall and winter. How are we looking?
Absolutely. So we follow four markets very heavily. St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles, and Jefferson County. When you look at that, the trend across the board, with the exception, I'm going to hold St. Louis City out right now, because St. Louis City is its own, really what's happening there is not great news. So in most of those, in the other three counties, sales are even or up just a tad. Inventory, though, is growing. So we're seeing sales pretty even. Sales growing, meaning that not as many homes are selling through and homes are sitting just a little bit longer. We're finally seeing interest rates really just burden people right now. We're seeing political environment tricky, as you continue to talk through. We're seeing just overall the instability of the economy right now really taking its toll, where it's softening the real estate market. And then what we're seeing is days on market, at which you would expect as inventory climbs, days on market's growing a little bit. But the big thing that we still are seeing in every market but St. Louis City, the prices July over July have increased significantly, 10-15%. So today, we're seeing sales about even for July over July of last year. We're seeing inventory growing. We're seeing prices are much higher than last year. And then days on market softer. Now, take every one of those, and in the city, sales are down, prices are down, inventory's up, days on market are down. We're really seeing the aberration of that market struggling, the city, unlike those other three counties.
Okay, so that makes sense. So your house may take an extra week or two to sell, but year over year, you're going to get a windfall.
You know what? We're still seeing those prices continue. Now, even if they've stabilized as of today, they're significantly higher than last year. So when we hear about Arizona's prices are falling, Florida's prices are falling, these are prices that have almost doubled over the last 3 years. So it's only natural.
Yeah.
Prices are still up significantly.
So if the Fed takes it down a quarter or a half of an interest rate, does the market go crazy, or is that an over-exaggeration?
Yeah, I think it's an over-exaggeration. One of the problems is, too, so I did a video on it. It's tricky because the Fed's going to drop interest rates on bad economic news. So it's like, which do we want,
sure,
Dave? Do we want the bad economic news that the that things are slowing, unemployment's getting worse, which is going to allow the Fed to, so it's really a tricky thing. But that half quarter isn't going to move the market. Here's the thing. Too many of our clients are in twos, 2.5, 3, 3.5% interest rates.
Yeah.
What I'm telling those clients as a side note, if they want to move, hang on to that home. By the way, I'm in real estate. I like to sell homes. Hold on to that home. Don't sell that home if you can afford to rent it. Take some of the excess from the rental income, move it to your higher interest rate new home, and then refinance down the road. And it works a lot better, too.
So we could talk about this for an hour, but we only have about a minute left. This new structure for paying buyer's agents and such, other than just knowing to trust the Gilman agent, what can you tell people?
Sure, absolutely. Ultimately, by the way, August 17th was the national date. St. Louis had already happened July 30th, actually 2 days earlier than it was supposed to, August 1st. But ultimately, here's the thing. In the olden days, a seller would pay the listing agent and the buyer agent. It's different now. The buyer agent will either be paid by one of three ways. They'll be paid by their buyer. They'll still be paid by seller concessions from the seller, or they'll be paid a portion of each. Ultimately, I don't see things changing much, but here's what I love, Dave. As a seller or a buyer, whichever you are, you will know exactly what your listing agent's being paid. And if you're a buyer, you'll know how much your buyer's being paid. There's none of this, let's see what shows up on the closing statement. There's no games, which were just in the market. There was some goofiness going on. This is a transparent. We actually support this 100%. I know I'm contrarian. Agents don't like me saying this, but it's a transparent working market by you knowing how much you're going to pay as a seller or a buyer. So I actually like it. And those agents that add exceptional value, they'll win. Those that are door openers will not win. They'll probably be out of business.
Go to thegelmanteam.com for all the info. Mark, thank you, my buddy.
Hey, thank you, buddy. And I appreciate this sexy comment, not second place. Take care, buddy.
See ya. 3:36 coming up, we have Bernie Miklas joining us at the top of the hour. Matt Chambers will be with us a little bit later. Right now we have Dave Murray. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Boy, this week, at least until Friday or Saturday, is just going to be ideal.
Yeah, it really is. It's another summer break, a rarity anytime in the summer, but a real rarity in the month of August. We're looking at 80 for the high tomorrow, 79 on Wednesday, 81 degrees on Thursday, nighttime temperatures 59, 60 degrees. It does look like Friday afternoon, the pattern shifts a little bit, probably about 89, 90 for the high on Friday, 92 on Saturday, and about 95 on Sunday. So it's summer's not over yet by any means. Just kind of run. Also, big bright moon in the sky all night long.
I got to tell you, whether it's having an old HVAC unit or it's just that it's been a hot summer, anything 92 or below, I'm cool. I'm fine.
You know, especially August. Okay, you know, 90 to 95, I can still kind of deal with that.
Yeah.
And the humidity just kind of slowly creeps back Friday and over the weekend. So it's not like, bang, all of a sudden it's back in full force.
Yeah. I think we're losing Dave Murray there because we have a bad connection, but we're going to get him back on. Dave can't afford a good phone.
Isn't it amazing, like, the things that we can do, and yet every once in a while,
we still get
a bad cell.
We have people in space right now.
In space that got their,
on a rocket ship.
They're calling it a Starliner.
Yeah.
But they're stuck, though, so I guess that proves the point, right?
That's a good point.
The peak of technology got them up there, but it also got them stuck there.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Yeah, obviously we take for granted the quality usually of the phones that we have, but there didn't have to be, you didn't have any quality differences in the old days with the landlines.
No,
although maybe we did, didn't we? You just occasionally have other people on your line while you were talking.
Party lines and things
like
that.
Get off my party line.
Stretching the cord impossibly far.
Would your play to go under the door?
Under.
Okay, yeah, because the one on the side of the door, not great.
Yeah.
Usually ended up causing damage.
Yeah. Oh, that made my mom and dad crazy. They didn't grow up in a time, they didn't understand that young men might want to talk to young women. That's just not how you courted.
Well, they probably just did everything in person.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when I was stretching the phone in, even just to talk to Brad Wells about a girl, or just so mom and dad weren't listening to everything we said, it made them nuts. They thought I was like a drug dealer
Yeah, we had two phones. We had the kitchen, and then we had my parents' room, and that's where the two phones were.
Yeah.
And the only way to reach the bedrooms was the parents' phone in their room.
That's not good.
No, it was not a great one. And that did not have the long cord. The kitchen had the long cord.
Yeah.
And then when you got the cordless phone, oh, my God.
Yeah. It took us a long... It took us a long time to get away from the rotary.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had the push buttons.
We had the rotary forever.
Dave's unreachable. I'm worried about him.
Uh-oh.
It's all right.
That phone signal's just dead.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yep, he's fine.
He has vanished.
We're done.
You have headlines today?
I got some headlines here.
Bring them.
Some replacement headlines.
By the way, we haven't really talked about it. Rach is out. Her grandfather passed away, and they're having the mass and the lunch and everything and the burial today, so that's where she is. She'll be back tomorrow.
Family day, yeah.
Family day.
We talked about this a bit earlier. A Canadian company has made an offer to buy 7-Eleven. Alimentation Couche-Tard, the Canadian company that operates Circle K.
Sounds inappropriate.
It does.
It does. didn't really notice that before I read it.
Gotta read those headlines first.
But a Japanese company owns 7-Eleven right now.
Very offensive to the Couche.
which is why 7-Eleven is so big over there, you know. $38 billion they're offering. And then it would combine to over 100,000 stores nationwide.
So then I wonder, would they be Circle K?
I think they would keep it like as what they are now.
As currently branded.
Yeah, or they would perhaps create a new store is kind of an implication here. They might just come up with a completely new company name. Purdue Chicken Nuggets have recalled Couche-Tard their...
Works.
Well, that actually is one of the stores that they were, one of the names floated in.
I'm going there.
I don't know if that's
that'll
the
work
name
in,
that
that'll
I would
work
go
in,
with.
In French Canada because you don't pronounce the D. It just sounds like tar.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good to...
Yeah.
That would have been great to
so
know.
So much information you could have had.
But you can't use that in the U.S. because people are going to pronounce that D.
Yeah. I don't speak French,
no,
you see.
I know.
So Purdue is recalling 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets.
They always are.
Because they are full of metal wire pieces.
Perfect.
I feel like this has happened many... I found a metal piece in my chicken nuggets before. This is when I was a kid many, many years ago.
Did
you finish
them?
Remember what brand. Yes, of course I did. I think I ate the metal and it was like, this is strange. So all recalled products will have a Best Buy date of March 23rd, 2025, and the number P-33944 on the back. So if you see that on your chicken nuggets, your Purdue brand chicken nuggets, throw them out. Don't eat them because they will be filled with metal wires. And a former NFL player was arrested after diverting an international flight due to unruly behavior. Do you guys want to guess what he was doing?
I know what he was doing, so I don't have to guess.
What would make them divert a flight that he could have been doing?
I'm going to go urinating.
That is correct.
Really?
40-year-old Goster Cherlius urinated on another passenger on board during a flight from Boston to Dublin.
This is a real urinating time on planes.
Yeah. It is. People cannot stop urinating on people or planes.
I don't know how big he is now, but like in his playing days, he was about 6'7", 340. He's a large dude.
First round pick
Good
from
luck
the Lions.
Stopping him.
Hey,
yeah, I know. I know all about Goster Cherlius. He was a bust.
Cherlius was a first round pick by the Lions in 2008, and he played 9 seasons.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
That's pretty good. Delta has zero tolerance for unlawful behavior, so they
diverted
the flight.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Does Southwest have some tolerance for urinating on passengers?
Two is the limit on Southwest.
Okay.
If you pee on two people, they divert it.
It's encouraged.
A 13,000-year-old mastodon skull was found in Iowa. It is
a what, Kai?
Mastodon skull.
Mastodon.
This is cool.
That is super well preserved. It was first found in 2022. They started to see, like, you could see, you know, the crest of the skull or whatever. And an eroding creek band in Wayne County. And so they kind of, like, they're looking for, like, the rest of the skeleton, obviously. And then they want to check and see if it's got, like, spear marks, knife marks, something like
cool.
that. Something to suggest how it might have died.
Yeah, I saw they were also researching to see, along those lines, like, what its interactions with humans were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, obviously, if it was murdered by humans for food, or if it was, I don't think they're suggesting it was domesticated, but they just want to see how they interacted.
Ancient
saddle.
Lack of any education or expertise. One reason I couldn't be an archaeologist, it would make me insane to watch them and to take part in pulling these things out so slowly with like paint brushes.
Yeah.
We got shovels, we got pickaxes.
Dave's gonna be like, grab it and pull.
Grab it and pull.
Let's go.
That thing's got a trunk, grab it by the trunk and
Let's
yank
get
it.
Dave, I got you to say it.
Yeah, I did, didn't
Let's
I?
Let's go.
That's my first time.
Let's go. I was obsessed with mastodons when I was a kid, so any mastodon-related news is pretty exciting to me.
So how would someone know a mastodon as opposed to another?
I think it's basically if you are in an area where you know a mastodon would be, and then you find, I mean, if you find elephant bones in Iowa.
Are they the same as mammoths, or are they different?
Almost the exact same. I think there are, like, very, very slight differences. It's like alligator, crocodile kind of deal. But if you are, you know, if you find elephant fossils in Iowa, you're pretty sure they're not.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be something like that. Anybody Donahue fans?
Yeah, that was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, Phil
staying,
Donahue.
Faking it and staying home from school, watching Donahue with my mom.
Died at the age of 88, peacefully following a long illness. He was on for 29 years and won 20 Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
That show was the biggest. It was the first of the daytime talk shows.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
like that
ripped
was
it
what,
off.
That's what led to Oprah and Maury and all the other ones.
My mom thought it was scurrilous. Oh, man, I can't believe that. And then the next day, she would miss it for the world.
He was really controversial for his time.
For his time, yeah. Yeah.
What made him controversial?
He would just talk about literally anything.
Yeah. Okay. He was very liberal.
Yes, he was very much that.
At the time, I had no idea what it meant.
Right.
But basically, like, thought of as, like, a communist.
And then his polar opposite was Morton Downey Jr.
Yes. Who my dad loved.
We used to watch, my brother and I, when we were kids, we would watch it just because it was insane.
Oh.
There were always fights and people throwing chairs at each other.
Like
and
Jerry Springer?
No, it was before that, but it was more serious. Jerry Springer was sillier.
Yeah.
And it was a little wilder. Like,
more
Morton
cartoonish.
Downey Jr. show was angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they would have Nazis on there, and they would fight. And they would have, and he would always yell at, he hated liberals, right? Morton Downey Jr. didn't he used to yell at him and call him, He had something he'd call him.
Yeah.
Like, something puking liberals or something like that.
Yeah,
and I had
yeah.
no idea what it meant. I just knew that if I waited, there was going to be a fight on that screen.
One last story here. This is actually outdated from when I got my headlines. The story was that George Santos was very likely to plead guilty at some point in this trial. He pled guilty today, just about an hour or so ago. He pled guilty to wire fraud and, I think, aggravated identity theft.
Yep.
Which I did not know was a thing that could be. He said, "I betrayed the trust of my constituents and supporters. I deeply regret my conduct." And he is facing 6 years in prison and owes at least $370,000.
He'll actually do any time.
Yeah. Funny how you tell the truth when you don't have any choice.
Yeah.
So how does restitution in this case work? This $370,000 that he's supposed to pay in restitution, does that like get broken up and then like a check gets sent out to the constituents? Does it go to the state?
There might be receipts for who donated what, and maybe they can claim it, kind of like a class action lawsuit type thing.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm just spitballing.
Chances are he won't pay.
Kind of like George Santos did for everything he's ever done.
Right.
Yep. Hopefully that's just the end of him. Not as a person,
please.
But as a politician.
Yeah.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
3:36 coming up, we have Bernie Miklas joining us at the top of the hour. Matt Chambers will be with us a little bit later. Right now we have Dave Murray. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Boy, this week, at least until Friday or Saturday, is just going to be ideal.
Yeah, it really is. It's another summer break, a rarity any time in the summer, but a real rarity in the month of August. We're looking at 80 for the high tomorrow, 79 on Wednesday, 81 degrees on Thursday. Nighttime temperatures, 59, 60 degrees. It does look like Friday afternoon, the pattern shifts a little bit. Probably about 89, 90 for the high on Friday, 92 on Saturday, and about 95 on Sunday. So summer's not over yet by any means. Just kind of run. Also, big bright moon in the sky all night long.
I got to tell you, whether it's having an old HVAC unit or it's just that it's been a hot summer, anything 92 or below, I'm cool. I'm fine.
You know, especially August runs in. You bet. Okay, you know, 90 to 95, I can still kind of deal with that.
Yeah.
And the humidity just kind of slowly creeps back Friday and over the weekend. So it's not like, bang, all of a sudden it's back in full force.
Yeah. I think we're losing Dave Murray there because we have a bad connection, but we're going to get him back on. Dave can't afford a good phone.
Isn't it amazing, like, the things that we can do, and yet every once in a while,
we still
get a bad cell.
We have people in space right now.
In space that got their,
on a rocket ship.
They're calling it a Starliner.
Yeah.
But they're stuck, though, so I guess that proves the point, right?
It's a good point.
The peak of technology got them up there, but it also got them stuck there.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Yeah, obviously we take for granted the quality usually of the phones that we have, but there didn't have to be, you didn't have any quality differences in the old days with the landlines.
No.
Although maybe we did, didn't we? You just occasionally have other people on your line while you were talking.
Party lines and things like that.
Get off my party line.
Stretching the cord impossibly far so that
would your play to go under the door?
Under.
Okay, yeah, because the one on the side of the door, not great.
Yeah.
Usually ended up causing damage.
Yeah. Oh, that made my mom and dad crazy. They didn't grow up in a time, they didn't understand that young men might want to talk to young women. That's just not how you courted.
Well, they probably just did everything in person.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when I was stretching the phone in, even just to talk to Brad Wells about a girl, or just so mom and dad weren't listening to everything we said, it made them nuts. They thought I was like a drug dealer
Yeah, we had two phones. We had the kitchen, and then we had my parents' room, and that's where the two phones were.
Yeah.
And the only way to reach the bedrooms was the parents' phone in their room.
That's not good.
No, it was not a great one. And that did not have the long cord. The kitchen had the long cord.
Yeah.
And then when you got the cordless phone, oh, my God.
Yeah. It took us a
a
long time to get away from the rotary.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had the push
buttons. We had the rotary forever.
Yeah. Dave's unreachable. I'm worried about him.
Uh-oh. It's all right. That phone signal's just dead.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yep, he's fine.
He has vanished.
We're done.
You have headlines today?
I got some headlines here.
Bring them.
Some replacement headlines.
By the way, we haven't really talked about it. Rach is out. Her grandfather passed away, and they're having the mass and the lunch and everything and the burial today, so that's where she is. She'll be back tomorrow.
Family day, yeah.
Family day.
We talked about this a bit earlier. A Canadian company has made an offer to buy 7-Eleven. Alimentation Couche-Tard, the Canadian company that operates Circle K.
Sounds inappropriate.
It does.
It does. didn't really notice that before I read it.
Gotta read those headlines first.
But a Japanese company owns 7-Eleven right now.
Very offensive to the Couche.
which is why 7-Eleven is so big over there, you know. $38 billion they're offering. And then it would combine to over 100,000 stores nationwide.
So then I wonder, would they be Circle K?
I think they would keep it like as what they are now.
Mm-hmm. As currently branded.
Yeah. Or they would perhaps create a new store is kind of an implication here. They might just come up with a completely new company name. Purdue Chicken Nuggets have recalled. Couche-Tard
works.
Well, that actually is one of the stores that they were, one of the names floated.
I'm going there.
I don't know if that's
that'll
the
work
name
in,
that
that'll
I would
work
go
in,
with.
In French Canada because you don't pronounce the D. It just sounds like tar.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good to.
Yeah.
That would have been great to
so
know.
So much information you could have had.
But you can't use that in the U.S. because people are going to pronounce that D.
Yeah. I don't speak French.
No,
you see.
I know.
So Purdue is recalling 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets.
They always are.
Because they are full of metal wire pieces.
Perfect.
I feel like this has happened many... I found a metal piece in my chicken nuggets before. This is when I was a kid many, many years ago.
Did you
I don't
finish
even
them?
Remember what brand. Yes, of course I did. I think I ate the metal and it was like, this is strange. So all recalled products will have a best buy date of March 23rd, 2025, and the number P-33944 on the back. So if you see that on your chicken nuggets, your Purdue brand chicken nuggets, throw them out. Don't eat them because they will be filled with metal wires. Mm. And a former NFL player was arrested after diverting an international flight due to unruly behavior. Do you guys want to guess what he was doing?
I know what he was doing, so I don't have to guess.
What would make them divert a flight that he could have been doing?
I'm going to go urinating.
That
he
is
was.
Correct.
Really?
40-year-old Goster Cherlius urinated on another passenger on board during a flight from Boston
this
to Dublin.
This is a real urinating time on planes.
Yeah.
It is. People cannot stop urinating on people or planes.
I don't know how big he is now, but like in his playing days, he was about 6'7", 340. He's a large dude.
First round pick
good
from
luck
the Lions.
Stopping him.
Hey,
yeah, yeah, I know. I know all
boy.
About I know all about Goster Cherlius. He was a bust.
Cherlius was a first round pick by the Lions in 2008 and he played 9 seasons.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
That's pretty good. Delta has zero tolerance for unlawful behavior, so they
wow,
the
look at them.
Yeah,
does Southwest have some tolerance for urinating on passengers?
Two is the limit on Southwest.
Okay.
If you pee on two people, they divert it.
Delta, it's encouraged.
A 13,000-year-old mastodon skull was found in Iowa. It is
a what guy?
Mastodon skull. This is cool.
That is super well preserved. It was first found in 2022. They started to see, like, you could see, you know, the crest of the skull or whatever. And an eroding creek band in Wayne County. And so they kind of, like, they're looking for, like, the rest of the skeleton, obviously, and then they want to check and see if it's got like spear marks, knife marks, something like
cool.
that, something to suggest how it might have died.
Yeah, I saw they were also researching to see along those lines, like what its interactions with humans were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like obviously if it was murdered by humans for food or if it was, I don't think they're suggesting it was domesticated, but they just
besides
want to see how
the
they interacted.
Ancient lack
saddle.
Of any education or expertise, one reason I couldn't be an archaeologist, it would make me insane to watch them and to take part in pulling these things out so slowly with like paint brushes.
Yeah.
We got shovels, we got pickaxes.
Dave's gonna be like, grab it and pull!
Grab it and pull!
Let's go.
That thing's got a trunk, grab it by the trunk and
let's
yank
get it.
Dave, I got you to say it.
Yeah, I did, didn't
let's
I?
Go!
That's my first time.
Let's go! I was obsessed with mastodons when I was a kid, so any mastodon-related news is pretty exciting to me.
So how would someone know a mastodon as opposed to another?
I think it's basically if you are in an area where you know a mastodon would be, and then you find, I mean, if you find elephant bones
are
in Iowa.
Are they the same as mammoths, or are they different?
almost the exact same. I think there are like very, very slight differences. It's like alligator crocodile kind of deal. But if you are, you know, if you find elephant fossils in Iowa, you're pretty sure they're not.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be something like that. Anybody Donahue fans?
Yeah, that was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, Phil
staying,
Donahue.
Faking it and staying home from school, watching Donahue with my mom.
Died at the age of 88, following a long illness. He was on for 29 years and won 20 Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
That show was the biggest. It was the first of the daytime talk shows.
Oh, yeah. Everyone like that ripped was it
what,
off.
That's what led to Oprah and Maury and all the other ones.
My mom thought it was scurrilous. Oh, man, I can't believe that. And then the next day, she would miss it for the world.
He was really controversial for his time.
For his time, yeah. Yeah.
What made him controversial?
He would just talk about literally anything.
Yeah. Okay. He was very liberal.
Yes, he was very much that.
At the time, I had no idea what it meant.
Right.
But basically, like, thought of as, like, a communist.
And then his polar opposite was Morton Downey Jr.
Yes. Who my dad loved.
We used to watch, my brother and I, when we were kids, we would watch it just because it was insane.
Oh.
There were always fights and people throwing chairs at each other.
Like
and
Jerry Springer?
No, it was before that, but it was more serious. Jerry Springer was sillier.
Yeah.
And it was a little wilder. Like, more Morton Downey Jr. show was angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they would have Nazis on there, and they would fight. And they would have, and he would always yell at, he hated liberals, right? Morton Downey Jr. didn't he used to yell at him and call him, He had something he'd call him.
Yeah.
Like, something puking liberals or something like that. Yeah, and I had no idea what it meant. I just knew that if I waited, there was going to be a fight on that screen.
One last story here. This is actually outdated from when I got my headlines. The story was that George Santos was very likely to plead guilty at some point in this trial. He pled guilty today, just about an hour or so ago. He pled guilty to wire fraud and I think aggravated identity theft.
Yep.
Which I did not know was a thing that could be.
Mm.
He said, "I betrayed the trust of my constituents and supporters. I deeply regret my conduct." And he is facing 6 years in prison. And owes at least $370,000.
Wonder if he'll actually do any time.
Yeah, funny how you tell the truth when you don't have any choice.
Yeah.
So how does restitution in this case work? This $370,000 that he's supposed to pay in restitution, does that like get broken up and then like a check gets sent out to the constituents? Does it go to the state?
There might be receipts for who donated what, and maybe they can claim it, kind of like a class action lawsuit type thing.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm just spitballing.
Chances are he won't pay.
Kind of like George Santos did for everything he's ever done.
Right.
Yep. Hopefully that's just the end of him. Not as a person,
please.
But as a politician.
Yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.